five-year low under $64 a barrel before recovering to $64.70. The Revenue Commissioners are examining the 28,000-plus LuxLeaks documents detailing agreements between a number of companies with operations in Ireland and the tax authorities in Luxembourg. Several firms, including the food company Glanbia and Hutchison Whampoa, owner of the Three mobile network here, have been mentioned in the documents, which were published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Well, we can speak now to Jim Clarkin, Chief Executive of Oxfam Ireland. Jim, you're quoted in the Irish Times this morning saying, "This highlights the need for tax transparency at EU level to fix what you call a toxic tax system."
And it's a global toxic tax system, and we see that the figures and the detail coming out of Luxembourg in the last little while are staggering. But we know that Luxembourg is not alone in this. This is a global problem, and it has a real human impact. This is the tax money that governments in this part of the world and in the developing world are entitled to. It's the money that is owned by their citizens, which is being avoided by a whole complex network of secret deals and tax havens and other arrangements which are, on the face of it, probably legal but are certainly unethical and immoral. And just to give some examples of the impact of that, I mean, obviously we have a very difficult situation in this country, but when you think that we estimate that up to $104 billion of tax revenue is being lost to developing countries every year, that's multiple times the entire global aid budget. That's the money that should be paid for essential services for health and education. I mean, the world is currently grappling with the whole Ebola crisis, and Liberia is one of the worst affected countries. Now, Liberia is about the same size as Ireland, about 4 million people. It has 51 doctors. So if Liberia had the tax revenue that it is entitled to, it would be in a much better place to have a stronger healthcare system, primarily for its own citizens, but also it would have an impact on this entire global process.
There was an interesting concession, I suppose you might say, from the finance ministry in Luxembourg, which said that it agreed the legitimacy of certain mechanisms which were compliant with international law could be put in doubt from an ethical point of view. That's not something that we've heard those kind of people say before now. Do you think that the climate is changing and perhaps there might be some sort of multilateral accord that could be reached here?
Well, the climate has to change, and we see that, you know, huge countries like the US are seeing that the loss of tax revenue that their citizens are losing out on. So it's a global crisis that finally we're starting to unpack and uncover. And we have, as Oxfam, we have now strange allies, the US government and the IMF and the World Economic Forum, all indicating that this type of evasion or avoidance is driving inequality, and driving inequality is preventing people from lifting themselves out of poverty, but also affecting growth for the wealthier parts of the world.
But you talk about the US being potentially an ally. It's an ally purely for self-interest. Isn't that the point in this debate? You know, Ireland, for example, decided some years ago and has gained substantially from having a smaller piece of a large corporation tax pie rather than having a large piece of a small pie.
True, but the point is that at least now around the world it's being identified as a critical issue, and if it is done in the right way, and if the process which is being initiated by the OECD, if that's rolled out in its entirety with full access by developing countries, which isn't the case at the moment, then we should have a fair global tax system which will benefit all citizens, including those in this part of the world.
And I'm sure it's an issue to which we'll be returning in the future. Jim Clarkin, thanks for coming into us this morning. Currencies.